in June 2020, emanating from the siege of three cellular phones by the Department of Corrections, and which were handed over to CTOC. An anti-gang investigation commenced against the King Valley gang. During the course of the probe, evidence was secured through various means to support investigation into several serious and violent crimes committed by the said gang. These crimes were alleged to have been committed subsequent to the dismissal of the case that was previously placed before the Supreme Court. These crimes were committed on the instruction of the leader of the Kings Valley gang, Derval Williams, who was remanded in custody in relation to charges of proposing to murder and conspiracy to murder. The crimes identified include murder, shooting and wounding with intent, burglary, robbery, extortion, larceny of motor vehicle, illegal possession of firearm, and illegal possession of ammunition. It is to be noted, one business was ordered temporarily closed by the court to facilitate investigation due to the company's involvement with stolen motor vehicles. Five motor vehicles were seized from this particular business, which were stolen during incidents of murder, shooting, or robberies. Big Yard Auto Parts and its owner, Ted Robinson, was charged with five counts of unlawful possession of property and receiving stolen property, among other charges. On May 6, 2020, a joint operation was conducted comprising officers from CTOC, Specialized Operation, the Caribbean Search Center, and the K-9 Division. When the operation was completed, seven suspects were taken in custody. Of the seven persons arrested, four were subsequently charged with being a part of a criminal organization. Three persons are awaiting charges, two of which remain in custody, and one is at large. The persons arrested are Kevin Christopher Wilson, O.C. Bamson, 38 years old, waiter of Kings Valley. Kenesha Shanice Moody, 19 years old. Miss Moody is a girlfriend of the Kings Valley gang leader, Derval Williams, O.C. Lukey, and she was arrested at Lukey's residence. A subsequent search of the premises was conducted, in which 15 9mm ammunitions and 9.38 ammunition were found in Miss Moody's purse. Miss Moody was subsequently arrested and charged for illegal possession of ammunition. Our investigation has also revealed that Miss Moody was acting on behalf of Williams in the sale of guns and ammunition. The other person who was held and subsequently charged was Arville Orlando Jones, O.C. Bigger, 37 years old, of Little London. Joel Rankin, O.C. Anderson, 32 years old, of Pleasant Park, and Shamari Lindo, 23 years old, of Truro District, Westmoreland. The investigation continues in the matter. It is to be noted that additional anti-gang charges will be preferred against these persons at a later date. The following persons who have not yet been apprehended are persons of interest. And these persons are being asked to visit the nearest police station. You may do so in the company of your attorney or a justice of peace or a pastor or a family member. Evert Stoner, or Storer, who is also wanted by the Westmoreland police. Bigger Gray, whose true name is unknown. Sniper, whose true name is unknown. And Puma, whose true name is unknown. I appeal to the public, if you believe you have any information that can be of help to our investigation, please call Crime Stop at 311 or call CTOC at 876-967-1389 or the Westmoreland Police. I must point out that Durval Williams and Christopher Grant, who were remanded in custody from 2020 and were charged with proposing to murder and conspiracy to murder, were also charged for being part of a criminal organization. Additional charges, anti-gang charges, will also be preferred against these two individuals. The date for court is not yet set, but it will be done in short order.
DCP, you mentioned that the latest investigations into the Kings Valley gang emanated from the seizure of phones by the Department of Corrections. Is there anything more that you can tell us about how that operation by the DCS was a catalyst for these investigations?
Well, when the phones were actually interrogated, we found vital evidence and information that led us, as indicated, to the commencement of the anti-gang investigation. In fact, a lot of the crimes were actually narrated through voice note and other messages on the phone. And as narrated, we did our investigation, identified the crime, the suspects who were killed or shot as per narrated on the device. And there are several other techniques that were used that I will not get into in identifying and supporting the type of investigation. Forensic, other technology was used in our investigation.
Given the quality of the investigation that has been brought to bear on the Kings Valley gang, persons would feel they've gotten off before by virtue of whatever. We can't, you know, we won't comment on why they got off previously, but do we feel that there is a strong case against them based on the quality of the evidence that has been collected by the investigators?
I am of the view that based on what I have seen, that the evidence is very strong, the quality of the investigation is good, and we have no doubt that this time we have learned from the experience of the past. And we have accepted some of the pitfall, if I may use that term, and we have actually honed our ability to investigate, and we have a better understanding of the legislation. And from that premise, I believe that what we have put forward is a very strong case. And I guess as the evidence unfolds, the public will understand some of the things that we have. But I must point out that this gang is a very vicious gang. They are involved in several crimes in the Westmoreland area. The leader, although he's in custody, he continues to exert control over the gang, continues to give instruction to the gang, and is feared by the people within the Kings Valley space and as a space adjoining to Kings Valley.
So, looking forward at this case going before the court, is this a matter that will go before the Chief Justice?
I can't say in terms of who will be responsible for the trial. we do not have a choice or say in which judge. I guess the court administration will determine that.
Mm-hmm.
But as I indicated, we believe that we have put a very strong case together, and irrespective of the judge that it goes before, we believe that the prosecution will put up a strong case and an airtight case, if I may say. Mm-hmm. And we expect that the result will be in the interest of, I mean, whilst we do investigation and put the matter before the court, the final decision really rests with the judge in coming to a determination and the type of evidence that is advanced by the prosecution. But as police officers, we try to secure the best evidence, and in our own opinion, we think that we have gotten the best evidence. We interrogate the law based on our interpretation, and that was the basis on which we actually lay charges against these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the anti-gang legislation is still a very young piece, although it's 2014, we still are trying to understand it. We are fortunate to have had one conviction, and we have no doubt that several convictions will follow, because we have learned from that, the cases that were dismissed, as well as the one in which we actually secured conviction.
Mm-hmm. Finally then, we've seen once again a great deal of technology being brought to bear on this investigation, science being brought to bear on this investigation. As the nation's crime portfolio chief, how happy are you, how pleased are you with the work of the investigators under your leadership?
I think we have some of the finest investigators within the region, and investigators who can stand up to any international scrutiny. I know that in first world country where investigators are exposed to all type of technology and resources, when we look at the limited resources that we do have, whilst it is improving, and you look at the quality, as a matter of fact, if I may just step back a little,
mm-hmm.
now we are getting several guilty pleas and mm-hmm. confessions, mm-hmm. and people do not confess unless they see that they are cornered, unless they see that there's no way out. I mean, defense counsel, when they review the material that is presented to them, and having had discussion with their clients, that is why we are getting the type of guilty plea, and we are getting the type of confession, because we are more meticulous, we are more thorough in what we do, we use science, we use technology, and that's the reason why we are getting, and the training that the officers are getting, we continue to develop them through training, develop their capacity through training, different type of training. I must point out that even within CIB, which is not the traditional way of doing things, we have done direct recruiting from the police training facility, and we have actually exposed them to significant amount of training that by the time they become part of the CIB, they are well advanced in terms of their ability to interview people, to record statement, and to understand the dynamics. Whilst we understand that experience, there's a program of mentorship that is also created, where they are mentored by more experienced officers, and we are seeing significant dividends as a result of that.
There's one question that I had that it slipped me now. I'm trying to catch it back in my brain before it goes. What I wanted to ask, what was it? It was in relation to something you were just saying a while ago. Oh, yes. Another feature of this particular investigation that I find impressive is the people who we have gone after, businesses that are involved by extension in gangs, the lower level individuals who are involved in gangs, the girlfriends who are you know, playing intermediary functions in the gang activity. How does this now speak to a maturing of the constabulary's anti-gang, counter-gang approach in terms of going after the wide network that supports the killers, because the gangs are not just the killers, yes?
One of the approaches that we have taken is to engage in multi-agency type approach in our investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So our mantra is that wherever you are, whoever you are, once you are involved in crime, we are going to extend our investigation to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is to be noted that this is the first time in my experience as a police officer that the court orders a business place to be temporarily closed because of its involvement in crime. And I think it's a point that we should not allow to miss us. The business place was actually ordered closed by the court.
Yes.
And I don't think the court would have done that in a willy-nilly way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it must be based on the evidence that is produced to the court for the court to have made that order.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's about capacity building, widening our ability to investigate, do the paper trail, follow the evidence, and
follow the money.
And follow the money as well. And also the owning of the talents of our investigator. I think, as I said, I am very impressed when I do case reviews, when I look at the quality of the investigation that I see. I am really impressed, and I cannot overemphasize how I'm pleased with the investigation, be it even in terms of those who are support to the investigators, like Specialized Ops, the Caribbean Search Center, the K-9 Division, for the role that they play. It's this multiple approach that we take towards investigation, and we link investigation. And I forgot to include the NIB, the intelligence component.
Absolutely.
We are getting better. When you look at the international benchmark standard, if you talk about it's maybe it's about 16%, 17% average. We are getting over 28% it's on our intelligent packages, which is something that is commendable.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, and I have no doubt as we progress, we are gonna see greater result and more improvement in the intelligence component of the JCF. I think overall, we are getting better at what we do. And key to this is that we have conducted all of these anti-gang investigations and operations, and we have not had one confrontation where any of our suspects were injured violently by the police. And I think they have used wisdom to recognize that if they don't confront us, there's nothing to worry about. But if you try to challenge us, the officers who are trained, they have an advantage, and they will use their training. So I think it's something that, again, must not pass our notice.
Absolutely.
That in all of these anti-gang operations where we go after the criminal organization, we have not had any violent confrontation. And it goes to the point that oftentimes you hear the public who advance the theory that our police are brutal, our police are aggressive, but this is a demonstration of a testament that if you don't confront our officers with force, we are not going to use force against you. And we respect human rights.
Absolutely. Final question, then. I want you to make a point, and you said first time in your experience as a police officer that you've seen a business order closed. What's your message to those businesses that are supporting criminal organizations in their ill-gotten gain? What do you have to say to them about where the JCF under your leadership of the crime portfolio is going?
What I will say to them,
it
may not be tomorrow. It may take time, but as long as they are involved, we are going to find them. We're going to get to them. Not only do I have a team that is competent, but a team that is patient, a team that is thorough. And as I've said before, whether you're a pastor, a politician, a police, are a businessman, if you are involved, we will get you. And that is a message to the investigators. And I know that is the message that is being communicated by our commissioner. We will get you. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of patience. When you look at the FBI, how they do their work, sometimes years in. And I must say, a lot of cases are being investigated. And a lot of businesses, over time, they will see. If you're involved in crime, we are going to get you. That is the only way we're going to push back on the organized structure of crime in Jamaica. That is the only way we are going to create a better society for all of us.